Welcome. This is an advanced FX lesson that walks you through the Robb-Tissera method. Craft a hard edge to build section in Ableton Live 12 for RaveTech drum and bass hybrids. Over the next steps, you'll learn a repeatable routing and processing approach, parallel distortion chains, pitched and warped noise, rhythmic gating and stuttering, multi-band control, and macro-driven automation. Everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices where possible, so you can reproduce the sound quickly and resample for the drop. Lesson overview: we'll build a focused 8-bar build at 174 BPM that evolves from thin, noisy energy into a saturated, in-your-face hard edge. Expect layered noise risers, pitched-up chopped percussion, gated tech stabs, and aggressive bit reduction and distortion. The whole section will be macro mapped, so automation and performance are easy, and you can resample the result to blue it into your drop. Before we start, set Live's tempo to about 174 BPM. Work in arrangement view for precise automation, using 8 bars as the canonical build length. Create an FX group and name it BuildFX. Inside that group, make 3 subgroups: noise main, noise parallel, and rhythm chops. Create 2 returns, S1 for hybrid reverb and S2 for echo or grain delay. Use those returns for spatial effects and keep your CPU usage sensible by sharing reverb and delay across tracks. Session skeleton, quick setup. Create these tracks: noise main as an audio track using a white noise loop or a long noise sample, noise parallel as a duplicate or resample of noise main for extreme processing, tech stab as a MIDI track using wave-eatable operator or sampler, drum chops as an audio track for short snares or hats to be gated and chopped. Add return A, S1 hybrid reverb, with long decay and predelay between 0 and 30 milliseconds. Add return B, S2 echo, or use grain delay for textured rhythmic repeats. Set each clip to 8 bars and warp audio to simplify pitch automation. Now design the primary noisy vehicle, noise main, the core Robb-style riser. Load your noise sample into simpler or sampler, full spectrum white noise or a layered synth sweep from roughly 400 Hz up to 10 kHz works well. First, insert an EQ8 and high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz to protect the low end. If you hear boxiness, apply a mild dip around 400 to 600 Hz. Place an auto filter after the EQ. Use a low pass with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave, and start the cutoff around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. Set resonance moderately high for character, around 2.5 to 4. Leave the LFO off for now. We'll automate the cutoff directly. Next, add a saturator set to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 4 to 8 dB and keep the dry slash wet between 40 and 60%. After the saturator, add overdrive for edge. Drive around 3 to 7 with tones slightly bright and dry slash wet around 30 to 50%. Use a glue compressor lightly. Attack roughly 10 milliseconds. Release 2/10 to half a second. Ratio 2 to 1, and threshold so it's just gluing the noise. Finish the chain with a utility for gain automation and stereo width control. Automate pitch and filter to create tension. Use simpler transpose or clip transpose for the pitch rise. From bars 1 to 6 apply a small gradual rise of about 6 to 12 semitones. From bars 6 to 8 ramp aggressively from 12 up to 24 semitones. Make the pitch curve exponential so tension accelerates toward the end. Automate the auto filter cutoff in tandem. Slowly open from about 1.8 kHz up to 4 kHz through bars 1 to 6, then snap open to full bandwidth in the final bar. Next, build the parallel destruction path, noise parallel. Duplicate or resample noise main into its own track and remove the clean EQ and filter, so you can apply extreme processing independently. Put an EQ8 high pass at around 200 Hz, then load redux for bit reduction. Set bits around 8 to 12 for mild grit, or push sample rate reduction to 2 to 8 kHz for heavier aliasing. Follow redux with a more aggressive saturator, drive between 8 and 18, and optionally use multiband dynamics to compress the high band hard to control the aggressive top end. Add overdrive or dynamic tube and squash with a compressor set to very fast attack and medium release. Include a beat repeat on this path or on a return. Keep interval at 1/8 or 1/16 for most of the build, and reserve a micro stutter grid like 1/64 for the last bar. Keep gate and chance low until the end, then automate chance up to 70 to 100% for chaotic stutter on the last 1 to 2 bars. Automate the redux downsample and bit depth, so the parallel path becomes more aliased and destructive in the last 2 bars, for example bits from 12 down to 6. Automate the track's utility gain so the parallel chain sits barely audible until bar 6, then brings up quickly. For the file bar, now add rhythm and chopped elements. For drum chops, drag a short snare or hat loop into simpler in slice mode or use a sliced audio clip. Insert beat repeat, but keep it mostly off until the final bars. Automate beat repeat's chance or turn it on for the climax. In the last two bars, set beat repeat to 1/32nd with a short decay, and preserve pitch. Use clip envelope transpose to create a rising snare roll across a bar. 6 to 24 semitones feels good. For tech stab, create a short metallic stab in wavy double or operator. Bright FM partials, short decay between 60 and 120 milliseconds. Detune and a resonant filter. Add corpus or frequency shifter for metallic body, then process with auto filter, saturator, and a short gated reverb on send. Apply a grain delay with tiny delay times for texture. Automate the stab's volume envelope to make it more present from bars 6 to 8. Shape the space with sends and returns. On S1, set hybrid reverb per delay between 10 and 60 milliseconds, and increase diffusion and size toward the last bars. Keep return dry slash wet between 20 and 40% and automate send levels from the noise tracks, so reverb becomes more prominent from bars 6 to 8. On S2, use echo or grain delay with delay time sync to dotted 1/8 or 1/16 for rhythmic flavor. Automate feedback and dry slash wet so echoes build into the final bars. For dynamics and sidechain, place a compressor on noise main sidechain to your kick if you want rhythmic breathing. For build dynamics, duck heavier early and reduce ducking near the end. Bars 1 to 6 use a higher ratio like 4 to 1. Then bars 6 to 8 drop to around 1.5 to 2 to 1 or bypass the compressor to let the noise peak. Alternatively, automate compressor threshold to the same effect. Next, macro mapping and final automation. Group the effect chains into audio effect racks and map key parameters to macros. Suggested mappings. Macro 1 is master distortion to control saturator drive on both noise main and noise parallel. Macro 2 is noise cutoff to control auto filter cutoff. Macro 3 is bit crush amount mapping redux bits and downsample. Macro 4 is stutter intensity mapping beat repeat chance and grid. Macro 5 is reverb send mapping send to S1. Macro 6 as output gain for the crescendo. Record automation of these macros across the 8 bars. Let macro 2 slowly open in bars 1 to 5, then increase macro 1 and engage macro 3 in bars 6 and 7. On bar 8, push macro 1 and macro 3 to max and drive macro 4 full for a last hit chaotic stutter. Resample and polish. Create a new audio track set to resampling and record the full 8 bars, or freeze and flatten if you prefer. On the resampled audio, insert a QA to tame frequencies under about 150 Hz. Use multiband dynamics to control lows versus highs, and apply a touch of saturator and redux for final glue. Use transient shaping to emphasize the last transient if needed, and sidechain the resample lightly to your drop kick so it sits cleanly when the drop hits. Throughout this walkthrough, you've used the Rob Tisra method. Craft a hard edge to build section in Ableton Live 12 for rave tech drum and bass hybrids approach, parallel aggressive processing, pitch automation, mapped macros, and resampling to create a dense, club-ready build. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overload the low end by saturating full spectrum noise without HP filtering. Avoid putting big reverb too early. Ramp it in. Don't overuse beat repeat preset extremes across the whole build. Save the intense stutter for the last 1 to 2 bars. Use multi-band control or parallel chains to protect transient punch. And always automate wet slash dry values. Static effects make a build predictable. Pro tips. Use 2 different noise sources, one for airy texture and one filtered sweep for body, and process them separately. Use asymmetric automation curves. Exponential pitch and cutoff curves build more tension than linear ramps. When automating downsampling and bit depth, crossfade to a less alias duplicate to avoid clicks. Map one macro to both beat, repeat, and grain delay parameters for unified micro rhythm control. Resample at 32-bit float to preserve headroom, and when the build will be used in DJ contexts, leave a tiny transient gap of 2 to 6 milliseconds before the drop. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Create a single 8-bar build at 174 BPM using one noise source and one drum chop. Apply this chain. EQ8 with HPF at 150 Hz, auto filter low pass, saturator, and beat repeat on an aux send. Automate noise pitch from 0 to plus 18 semitones across the 8 bars with a non-linear curve. Automate auto filter cutoff from 1.5 kHz to fully open in the last bar. Automate beat repeat chance from 0 up to 85% in the final bar. Resample the result and apply Redux from bit 16 down to 8 only in the last bar, deliverable, 1/8 bar audio file that crescendos from whisper to hard-edged crunch by bar 8. Recap, you now have a repeatable Rob Tissero workflow for crafting hard-edged build sections in Ableton Live 12. Key takeaways, always HBF before distortion, use parallel paths for extreme grit, automate filter and pitch exponentially for tension, and map macros for quick performance and resampling. Use the mini exercise to lock the workflow into muscle memory, then expand with extra resonators, granular layers, or envelope followers as you become comfortable. Finish by committing your favorite take, print the build at 32-bit float, consolidate and lightly glue it with EQ and multiband dynamics, and test it against your drops kick. That controlled contrast, perceived energy and restrained low end is what makes the drop hit hard. Good luck, and have fun sculpting those builds.